Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's your boy, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Thursday, January 12th. It's a great day, obviously, for many reasons, not just because this is a great podcast today. We have a brand new guest, gambler Sean Bracey's got a new pod here on the iHeart Network radio show in Philly, so we break down some of the weekend's games. We talk Eagles. I think you'll enjoy it. A couple prop bets I'm looking at laying this weekend. It's all deadly. But obviously, January 12th is a great day, not to be one to toot my own horn. It happens to be my birthday. So obviously, this is one of those days. It's weird when you get into your 20s, you know, with your birthday, you're drinking out with the buddies. Then you get the girlfriend, you kind of settle down. It's not as exciting. And then you have this like resurgence when the kids come around because they are all excited, giving you like just great moments with the kids. And even if the presents aren't great, like, who cares? I just had Christmas. You know, I got a bunch of presents. And then you go on social media and, like, you know, even though Facebook, you barely talk to some of these people, they're still giving you the shout outs. It just kind of is a good day. I would say at least three of my last, like, five birthdays, at the end of the day, I've been like, damn, I wish my birthday could last another day. Because it's just fun, you know? At any rate, you guys don't care about that. But what you may care about is big NFL news heading into wildcard weekend. Dude, Lamar Jackson, officially a no-go. It's getting to be panic time for the Baltimore Ravens. Here's the bigger problem. Huntley ain't even throwing the ball at practice. He's got a shoulder issue. It may be the Anthony Brown show, although I'm still going to bet that Huntley gives it a shot. You just shoot him up. What is it, Tortorella? Shoot him up right before the game and let him just play through the pain. Anthony Brown was plucky in the second half, but the Bengals were showing nothing because they knew they'd be playing the Ravens again. So the Bengals kind of rolled over. And Baltimore kind of climbed back in it. But the Bengals still covered, unless you were, like, getting the late number when it was, like, way, I think it was, like, 11.5 or something insane. Then you lost, but that was bad gambling on your part. But it's not just Lamar out. It's Tua has officially been ruled out. And the worst part about Tua being out is that Teddy Bridgewater's broken finger means he's the backup. And now we got Skylar Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. The Skylar Thompson show in Buffalo. And I'll be giving you some extra numbers on the trends of rookie quarterbacks starting later in the pod. And, oh, by the way, double-digit favorites in the wildcard round. This is setting up to be a pretty bad game. I'm not going to lie. Like, I know some people are kind of crapping on the weekend NFL schedule. And, you know, we kind of have a busy schedule here in the fam. My son has a volleyball tournament. I got to coach my daughter's basketball team, and then I got to coach my son's basketball team. So, truth be told, I'm going to be watching a lot on my phone these games, and yes, I will be able to watch during the games and get updates. Obviously, if they're blowouts, I'll be able to watch and pay attention, but I'm not expecting blowouts, especially my son's game will be very tough. But like Seahawks, Niners, yeah, that's a must-watch Saturday. Jags, Chargers, I think might be the best quarterback matchup of the weekend. Unless you think it's Dak Brady or Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, both of them in their playoff debut. But like, I mean, Ravens, Bengals is not must watch. As I look at the line right now, 8.5 for Cincinnati here early on Thursday morning. Daniel Jones, I'm not excited to see that guy. And then Skylar Thompson. Luckily, Skylar Thompson is not playing at night, or he would get the treatment that Mac Jones got last year when I think it was 47-7. The Bills did not, 47-17, whatever it was. But the Bills, bottom line, did not punt the entire game up and down the field. I think they basically pitched a perfect game where it was like no turnovers, scored on every drive. Just impressive stuff last year in the playoffs. I expect that, but it's a day game. And I honestly would not be surprised if this were such a blowout, not TCU Georgia type blowout, but like Josh Allen and the starters are sitting in the fourth. Because this is a banged up Dolphins team. Bradley Chubb, is he healthy? Is Tyreek Hill healthy? What's the situation with Armstead at left tackle? It's just a lot of bad things happening with the Dolphins right now. It just doesn't feel good. Probably closes around a touchdown. So that's the latest on NFL wildcard weekend. Obviously, you know, we'll have much more tomorrow on the games. I'm sorry I'm not digging into the NBA right now. My poor Atlanta Hawks. I don't know how to salvage it, guys. Something's got to... You never want to fire the coach, but it seems like they've quit playing for this guy. Trae Young seems to be leading some sort of insurgence since that whole incident where basically Trae Young was told to stay home because he didn't want to go to shoot around. It's just ugly. So that's all that's happening with the Hawks. Celtics just keep winning. Pelicans starting to swoon a little bit. But there is a good NBA game tonight. Lakers-Mavs, I just might be in the building. Anyways, without further ado, let's get to our guest, Sean Brace.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General Tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. A much bigger range than most grills. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Utilize the smoke boost setting to intensify that smoky flavor. Direct flame cooking creates searing, crisping, and browning. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on 2 levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone, then clean up quick with the pull and clean grease and ash management system at the front of the grill. Cook confidently with intuitive digital controls at the grill and enjoy the sleek, easy-to-use surface. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome in to Straight Fire a new guest. Obviously, if you do gambling, if you are in Philly, and we have, I think Philly's probably our fifth largest city of the podcast audience. Obviously, LA's number one because I live out here now, but Philly is where I used to live for about 7 years. My kids were born in Pennsylvania, and our next guest hosts a daily show, 3 to 6 Eastern on Fox Sports, The Gambler. Sean Brace, his new podcast, Brace for Winnings, a new iHeart gambling podcast. Sean, welcome to the family.
Oh, man. Jason, can't thank you enough, number one, for allowing me to pop up on your Straight Fire podcast. Big fan of yours, the big lead many, many moons ago. And now we were just talking a little bit before the pod here, but killing it with Cowherd on a daily basis, dude. Really doing great work, you and Colin, and seems like you guys are having a lot of fun on air. Obviously, you guys are on right before me, so I listen every day. Big fan. Continue the great work, my friend.
Thanks, man. Yeah, well, and obviously, we do a lot of gambling on the show because where we are now, like, 10 years ago, it was fantasy, and now I feel like gambling has surpassed that. And obviously, you do a pod talking gambling, and we could start with the Eagles, who, I don't know, man. I was feeling great about your Eagles there for a while, and then the Hurts injury, and I think more importantly, the Lane Johnson situation, yeah. Avante Maddox. What's your read on the Eagles? They have a bye week now, but some teams kind of backing into the playoffs. Cowboys didn't look great down the stretch. Vikings not particularly sharp. We know the Dolphins have a backup quarterback, Ravens quarterback issues, but I don't know, Philly's like the number one seed, but they haven't looked great here at the end of the season.
I'm happy you pointed out Avante Maddox, though. You know your stuff right there, because that is a huge deal. He was playing a great spot for the defense and really came on strong this season, proved his worth, and dealt with a little bit of a nagging injury, came back and then got hurt on Christmas Eve. And you know, look, they got CJGJ back, which is a big deal. Mm. But Lane Johnson, to your point, that's it. You know, I continue to hear the talking point about the Eagles is it's not the same Eagles from October. And I understand that because when you do look at what Jalen Hurts has gone through as far as the injury is concerned to that shoulder, but more specifically, as you just pointed out with Lane Johnson, that's a big deal. Their strength was absolutely the offensive line. Now, I do believe that they do still have some horses in the stable, but Lane Johnson, one of the best at his position, top five pick from Chip Kelly all those years ago.
That's right.
And still here. Yeah, tells you everything you need to know about that one. But, you know, honestly, I do feel like the way that it's going to play out, and forgive me if people want to disagree with me on this one, but the NFC, I think it's a two-dog race. And it's the 49ers and it's the Eagles. And I get it. If you want to tell me that the Giants coming back here or Minnesota coming back or Dallas, it's going to be a tough game. I'm still going to take the Eagles at home. You know, this team defensively, I don't think got enough credit, even though they did set the mark for most sacks in the season to get after the quarterback. But it's all based off the success on the offense because they could just go ahead and let their hair loose and get after that quarterback. So I really do like if Jalen Hurts comes back and that shoulder is not bothering him at all. He said it was sore. This week is going to be a huge deal. I know it's kind of cliche, but it's the truth. Give him that week off. He's going to rest up. I fully expect him to be 100% for that division around whoever it is. I like the Birds at home. NFC Championship game, much different story. We'll talk about it when we get there. But this Eagles team, they're going to hit the ground running next week.
It's interesting, though. I think the number on Lane Johnson is they're 4-11 without him. Based on whatever you're hearing, reading, seeing in Philly, do they anticipate him back next week?
Yeah. Surprisingly, I heard they were. We have a guy, our Eagles insider, Victor Williams, who does amazing work. And he was reporting on it on Monday saying the expectations is he is going to give it a go. But, you know, what does that mean? All right. If he steps out there, we're talking about abdominal injury, the core. He's going to have to, you know, of course, you can't go play offensive line or play any position in the NFL and get by with an injury that's nagging. So I expect them to try and give it a go. They're going to work through it, of course, during practice over the next 2 weeks. But when it comes to game time and a divisional round, we'll see what happens there. But as I said, I still feel confident about the horses that they have in the stable. Good backup, great coach with Jeff Stoutland, and they've proved their worth as far as drafting is concerned. So nobody's going to step in and fill that role like Lane Johnson could on a game day, but I do still think that that's going to be a plus when it comes down to it, the offensive line.
So let's say the Giants upset the Vikings, which is possible. I think it's 2.5 or 3. The Giants would then go to Philadelphia, right? The lowest seed goes to Philly. I'm wondering, did the Eagles' offense possibly look bad in Week 18 because they didn't want to show anything, assuming they'd face the Giants next?
It definitely felt like there was some sleepwalking at times. I believe that Jalen Hurts wasn't as crisp either, definitely. It's interesting that you put it out like that. I don't know if they were holding off as far as plays are concerned. But when it came down to it, and they don't play necessarily well in the Meadowlands at MetLife, or even when Giants stayed, they just haven't really played up to their potential. I had Brandon Graham on the show, and he even said, he's like, man, we needed that such in a bad way because they absolutely blew the doors off them. And if you were going to get a home game, a divisional round, do or die against the Giants or the Cowboys, again, Tom Brady's a different story, but if it's against the Giants, good luck, man. Good luck coming in here. I like the birds to roll on that one.
Yeah, I did. I will say, to move on from Philly, I did take a nibble, just a nibble, of the Bucks to win the NFC. Because I would agree with you, it's a two-horse race. That being said, the Eagles' injuries plus the Brock Purdy factor, if you're looking for a third team to sneak in, I don't – Giants, come on. Daniel Jones, limited. Seattle has – I don't think they have any shot this weekend. And then you're talking about Dallas and Dak and McCarthy and the Vikings. And I wonder if Brady can pull off some magic. He does have a night game here on Monday Night Football.
I heard you guys are talking about that today.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to ask. Like, listen, I don't have the ATS numbers in front of me, but I think at one point it was like 2-11 in his last 13 night games. And a lot of people will scoff and be like, oh, that's nothing. And then you're like, well, you know, we're talking about one of the most dedicated, regimented weirdos in Tom Brady, who loves to talk about his work ethic and going to bed early, waking up late. Going to bed early, waking up early, and then working out all day. And then all of a sudden he struggles in these night games. And I don't know, anything to that or nothing?
Well, the one thing I would say as far as the futures are concerned with Tampa Bay, I totally understand it, totally get it, and don't mind it whatsoever, because you're talking about a team when the season started, they were only behind the Buffalo Bills, if I'm not mistaken, for future odds. Now up to as high as 28-1. I know DraftKings had them at that mark earlier today. So if you're out there and you want to believe and throw a little something, there are worse bets to be made on Tom Brady in the playoffs, right? So I'm right there with you on that one. When it comes down to whether or not the old man is getting fried out in the midnight hour, hey, it happens to all of us. It's happening to me. I'm 41. But, you know, look, when it comes down to it, as far as Tom Brady this week, I'm wondering where you're at. I think they're the trendiest dog with the Tampa Bay Bucs, of course, at home. You know, you got them and the Giants, but I would probably lean towards the Tampa Bay Bucs being the trendiest dog. I'm going the other way. I'm flipping the coin here, and I'm going to back Dallas's run game and the defense getting after Brady a little bit more and finding a way to finally defeat him and handing him his first loss when he goes up against the Cowboys.
I was leaning that way. I need to. It coming off 3 is interesting to me because it takes a lot of money for the line to move from 3 to 2.5, 3 the most significant number. Yep. And I just wonder, Sean, like, what are these big money gamblers seeing? Or are they dummying it down to come in heavier later on Dallas? I can't see that. I keep hearing that the Bucks are as healthy as they were in Week 1, and I'm like, how is that possible? There's no way that's possible, right? The offensive line's decimated. Their best edge rusher, Shaq Barrett's gone. Yep. I got to check the secondary, but their defensive line has been garbage for weeks.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And I think more along the lines of the connection with Evans on the outside against the Panthers kind of woke people up a little bit. But even though like the Carolina Panthers, really, like that's what we're putting a lot of stock into. It was a great comeback victory, and he's had a couple of them against the Saints and against the Cardinals. And it's like, let's talk about the teams that he's going up against first. But
it's a great point.
Look, you know, it's at home. It's against the Cowboys, who haven't been playing all that well either. Dak Prescott, what is he seeing right now? Interceptions in the last seven games. Yeah, it's like it's not good right now for the Cowboys. But I'm going to take the Cowboys here. I'm just going to flip the coin and say, you know what? I'm going to be somewhat of a contrarian again because they are favored. But I like Dallas in that game.
So I I'm not a big trend guy when it comes to some of these wild card weekends. But, dude, I got sent to me. Let's see what it is here. An incredible number about double-digit favorites wildcard weekend. Since 2003, double-digit favorites in the playoffs, 13-8 against the spread. 7-1 in the wildcard round. So basically, the cream of the crop blows out the pretenders. And I just wonder, we're talking wildcard round. Remember, it used to be two teams got to buy. Now there's just one. So you're talking about a lot of wildcard round, like 3 and 4 seeds just blasting inferior teams. I look at the big double-digit favorites this weekend. I'm like, I think I got to lay it with Buffalo. And San Fran's not double digits anymore, but I have no problem at 10. I mean, I sure as hell don't have a problem at 9.5.
Yeah, look, you know, looking at some of the wild card numbers from the previous few years, I know that there was a good 4-year stretch that I think I dug up that the dogs were to play throughout the course of those years. But in last year, if you just go look at it, we had blowouts, 16-21, margins of victory, 16-21-23-40.
I was on the Hurts game, ugh, like an idiot. I thought they had a chance. I knew that was done second quarter. I was like, okay.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. But Buffalo, 40-point victory over New England last week. So I'm with you, Jay. I'm having a hard time really going against the grain here. I feel like it's going to be a chalky weekend. Of course, these numbers, that's the question now. It's, you got to ask yourself, like, is there a number that's going to be too high for a team like the Miami Dolphins? Like, if we get up to 15, is that going to be the number that pushes you the other way? For me specifically, it would be a stay away game at that point in time. But I feel like the number one factor in that one, DeMar Hamlin's going to be in the building. Right. And we already saw magic with Hines returning that touchdown. So I think that there's going to be not a dry eye in that building. DeMar Hamlin somewhere in a box. That place is going to be on fire. They're playing it at 1 o'clock because I don't think you could play that game at night and not expect that city to be on fire. So I think they purposely put it. So I'm looking at that from the double digit standpoint. And then over to the other games that are kind of with the big numbers with Cincy and Baltimore now that we're seeing with that one.
Yeah, I saw that was off the board a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
I guess they're not. I mean, it looks like it's back on at 7.5. There's just no word if it's going to be Huntley or Anthony Brown. Looking at playing the Ravens in this one. You know, they just played them last week. I mean, they were getting destroyed early, which I understand. But they showed some fight and some metal. Ravens defense, I think, could keep them in it. They didn't play Dobbins or Andrews. You get one or two pops. I have a feeling that could be like a 3 or 4 point game. I think I'm Bengals. That's the only dog I think I really like this weekend, the Ravens. But if it's Anthony Brown, come on, man. After-tax dollars on Anthony Brown, are you kidding me?
I like that. That's the problem I'm having with all this. It's like I can't put hard-earned money on Skylar Thompson.
Anthony Brown?
Yeah. I had to ask. I'm like, what am I missing here? Who is this guy? Like, what is going on right now? I thought it was just a Week 18 deal, but nope, not the case. It's very unfortunate because we all want to see Lamar out there. But, you know, Jay, when these numbers came out, and I'm not a guy that will – look, I think we should all be – if we're going to put harder money on it, as soon as these numbers come out, you're on it. But that's just not how I operate. I got a million one things going on. I wish I was more strategic and dialed in, but, you know, getting the early numbers, so on and so forth. But this week I did because I just said, you know what? I didn't believe Lamar was playing. And even if he did, that's 5 straight games, and now he's going to come out there. The rust would be there. And on the flip side with Tua, I never believed he was going to play. So I got early on those numbers. I got Miami at 9, and I got the Bengals at 6. So I'm sitting all right on that one. But still, I don't mind with the Ravens because at the end of the day, these two teams, division opponents, they already split this year. Harbaugh, pretty darn good coach. And as you pointed out, that defense – they're going to get after it.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees, all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. A much bigger range than most grills. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Utilize the smoke boost setting to intensify that smoky flavor. Direct flame cooking creates searing, crisping, and browning. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everyone, then clean up quick with the pull and clean grease and ash management system at the front of the grill. Cook confidently with intuitive digital controls at the grill and enjoy the sleek, easy-to-use surface. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So you talked about a trendy dog earlier with Tampa. I think the Giants, who last week when I was anticipating this game, I was like, I think I like the Giants. And then I you look around, you go on social media, everybody's taking the Giants. And I'll just throw one number at you again. Hashtag trends, which people like to scoff at. But since 2002, quarterbacks making their first NFL playoff start, 17-37-1 against the spread, 18-37 straight up. I mean, you could go down the list. Josh Allen, all these guys struggle in their first game. You know, now it doesn't apply when there's two first-time starters like Geno Smith versus Brock Purdy. That's a little different. But Kirk Cousins has been in the playoffs before. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Jones, I know he has a great coach in Daboll, but are you getting behind the Giants at three?
Yeah, and I think it's important to point out that this is Daboll's first taste as a head coach. You know, and I think he's been fantastic. I still would give the vote to Sirianni for coach of the year. Go figure on that
yes,
one.
Shocker.
But. Yeah, exactly. But what I would say is that, you know, Daniel Jones, for me, you know what you're going to get. Now, they did throw the ball a ton in that previous matchup in the game that they played, on December 15th, I think it was. They did throw the ball, and especially to Saquon out of the backfield. He had 10 targets out of the backfield. So I don't think there's nothing that's going to be different from the Giants' perspective. You know, they're going to try and run the football down their throats. They're going to have success against that Vikings defense. I fully expect that game to be the blueprint on exactly what we see this weekend. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if it's another 3-point victory. I think in that previous matchup, it was a 4.5-point spread. Giants lost but covered. I think it is exactly how it's going to play out here again this weekend. But I do believe that Minnesota is going to advance. I like the Vikings. As you pointed out, a lot of people are on the Giants right now. I'm going to ride with Kirk Cousins in this spot. A lot of doubters out there. He's lost some big games. I get it. But at the end of the day, they've won 13 times. That's tough to do in the NFL. Yeah. They lost to Dallas. They got blown out. Giants or to the Eagles as well on the road. We know about primetime, all that. But can he win one game at home? Am I asking for that much?
Yeah, this is what, an afternoon game? It's indoors. Doesn't really matter. Yeah, so I think I'm with you. And I know if people are listening, they're just like, man, they like all the chalk. I don't know. Can you make a case for the Jags? I saw Mike Williams did not, we're recording this Wednesday. I saw Mike Williams did not practice again today. Obviously not ideal, but the line has pinged around. It started at Chargers 2 early in the week. Then it went to Pick'em, and now it's back at Chargers. I do wonder, is this an edge, Sean? Jags played last Saturday night, remember? And now they play again on Saturday. Chargers played on Sunday, then have to get on a bird, fly across the country to play again on a Saturday. It's minutia, but if you're looking for any edge at all, is that something, nothing, maybe something?
Definitely something, you know, and especially for Doug Peterson, who last week was making the case that it was unfair that the Titans played that previous Thursday, and then the Jags had to play, I think, on that Sunday or Saturday, whatever it was. So, you know, he was making the case of like, hey, they had extra time. So, you know, look, now it's working in his favor. But this is another interesting game. Of course, they're all interesting. There's a million and one storylines on every one of these games. Of course, with those quarterbacks going head-to-head, getting their first taste of postseason action. Doug Peterson, who's been there before, you got a new head coach over there, getting his first taste of postseason action with the Chargers and Staley. So for me, look, you want to make the case? I am leaning towards the favorite here. It is interesting that that number did come down towards to the push. I've always been in love with the Chargers, so I'm probably biting this hook, line, and sinker. The one thing that is speaking to me about this game, though, immediately when those numbers came out, I saw 48 on the total. And I said, wow, that's really high. But I'm thinking that it's so high for a reason. So I wouldn't mind. I think we would all like to see some fireworks on Saturday night. I think that would be awesome for all of us to go to bed and wake up for Sunday morning's action coming our way. But I think Saturday night we're going to see a high-scoring game. Chargers, if they have Mike Williams ready to go, that's a big difference maker. Because, look, they lost a lot of games without Keenan Allen, Mike Williams dealing with those ton of injuries that they've had all season long. But if you get those receivers in there, Herbert's that more effective, I think it's going to be tough for that Jacksonville Jags offense to keep up if they have all their horses ready to go with the Chargers.
If you don't want to go for a side, do you do any prop action wild card weekend? Obviously, during the season, it's a little tougher, but I think the limits are probably going to go up. I haven't seen any prop numbers, but I certainly have targeted some matchups that I like. I mean, for instance, the Jaguars are dead last in the NFL defending the slot. Keenan Allen did not play in the earlier meeting. CeeDee Lamb had like 7 for 126. And I go and look at PFF. I'm like, oh, Keenan Allen's going to eat. He's facing some guy who I think Herndon, who has just struggled big time. And then, you know, the tight end situation, the Giants dead last, according to Football Outsiders, stopping the tight end. And the Vikings, what did Hockenson do last time? 13 for like a buck 10. But he had 16 targets in that game. 16, and he just got with the team like a couple weeks before. I just like some of that small stuff. Do you look at any props at all on the wild card weekend front?
Absolutely. And I'm right there with you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write those down. I like those angles. Anytime I can get involved with Keenan Allen, like I said, I'm a sucker for the Chargers. I really am. Keenan Allen, I love, and he's just a monster. But I'll tell you what, where I'm targeting, and this is one that should get a lot of people's attention because he's had 7 touchdown catches since week 15. He's been the go-to guy for Brock Purdy. It's George Kittle. And it's understandable with the young quarterback, you know, in that Shanahan system, keep things easy. I got to give Purdy a ton of credit. It's not like he's dumping the ball off to McCaffrey or taking the easy way out, but him and Kittle absolutely have some chemistry going, including 2 touchdowns in that game in Seattle, I think on Monday Night Football. So he's had 7 touchdowns since week 15. He's on plus 135 for anytime touchdown. I'll have some fun with that. But I think from the receiving yard standpoint, I wouldn't be shocked if Kittle gets a ton of action in that game.
That's a great look. I just looked, Seattle 31st in the league defending tight ends. Kittle 5 for 93 and 2 touchdowns. Weird. I didn't even know this. He did not play in the earlier meeting when they destroyed them 27-7, and their only score was like on a special team something or other. Yeah, I can't make a case at all for Seattle here. I'm with you. Yeah. I think Kittle's definitely a special player. I think we touched on every game, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's great. These storylines are tremendous. And that San Francisco game, you know, you're talking about the things that they were going through to start the season. They were 3-4, you know, and at the time, I believe trailing the Seahawks in the division. Now, flip side, here we are. And, you know, I'm with you. I can't make the case for Seattle. They scored one offensive touchdown in 120 minutes of play. So how am I going to sit here and say, okay, you're going to come down? They just squeaked by the Rams. The Rams are atrocious. How, you're going to come down to San Francisco, and all of a sudden, what, San Francisco is going to turn the ball over a ton? Yeah. That's the only way I see that game staying close.
McCaffrey killed him last time. Seattle's linebacker is not good in coverage, and Brooks is done for the season. So, you know, and they got Deebo Samuel back. I think Elijah Mitchell is back this week. Like, San Fran should put it all together, unless, like, Brock Purdy totally, you know, craps his pants as like an early pick six or and another one, and he's rattled, and Shanahan has nerves about it. I think San Fran rolls. But all right, Sean. Hey, congrats on the new pod. Gambling. Are you doing any Sixers gambling? How are they doing on the ATS front? I have not really looked at NBA gambling since like the opening week or two.
I think they were doing all right, to be honest with you. I do. I think they were coming through, especially as of late when Joel started taking the season seriously just a little bit. We're actually having some fun.
23-16-1, third best ATS in the league.
They came back strong.
It's been all Boston and Milwaukee. That's all anybody talks about, which is like a good spot for the Sixers, right?
I think so. And, you know, we were just discussing this on the show where, look, I don't have the energy anymore. I gave it all I could for two seasons that Joel Embiid was an MVP. This year, he's not getting a sniff yet. He's having his best year in his career. I get it. He's missed 11, 12 games, whatever it is this year. I'm done. Like, I'm out on the MVP. It comes down to April. Get me to playoff time. If everybody's healthy, I think this team can compete with those top dogs. But of course, it's Milwaukee and Boston at the top. You know that. And look, you know, Kevin Durant going down with Brooklyn, that's a huge deal, but they were turning around.
Yeah. Yeah. Sixers, we'll see. I think there could be some value there. I just know that every year in the playoffs, somebody gets hurt, whether it's Kyrie, James Harden, Chris Middleton. Somebody's always hurt, and that's why I've been so pro-trade somebody to get the Lakers some help. Like, it's a long season, man. Anyways, kept it too long, Sean.
So
all right, thanks a lot, buddy.
No,
man. Congrats again, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're the real one, Jason. I appreciate it, and please, love to get you on my pod in a future episode, sir. Please.
Certainly.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.